This is Daim Shahbaz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Tromsø, Norway. It is August 14th, I think it's still August 14th. We just came from the closing ceremonies of the Olympiad. It was a very nice Olympiad, and we have some, I guess you can say, some surprises, maybe not surprises, but we had China that took the gold medal in the open section, followed by Hungary, and then India in the women's section. We had actually the same order as last in Istanbul, the last Olympiad. We had Russia first, China, and then we had the Ukraine. I have with me one of the members of the bronze medal team in the open section. His name is Artaban Baskaran, and I'll just ask him a few questions about his experience here. So this performance for India, the bronze medalist, was this expected?
I cannot say entirely expect that, but I really wanted it because the thing is we wanted to qualify for the world teams, and this is like the last chance we have because we missed a chance in Asian teams because of me. So I was like really hoping that this time we'll qualify through the World Chess Olympiad to the world teams. So yeah, in a way I really wanted to, I don't know about the team, but we just wanted to give our best, and I think it really went well.
I was really surprised because you're missing Pantala Harikrishna, you know, who's one of the top players, not to mention Vishy Anand. Is there a new kind of generation coming up in India?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Like the World Chess Championship in Chennai was a really big boost for chess. So there are a lot of really youngsters coming up, and yeah, we are missing Harikrishna and Anand, but I think this is a very young team, and with young team, you know, anything can happen, and I think which was exactly which happened in this Olympiad. Like our young team really played really well, and okay, so that's, I think it was really good for the chess in India.
So now you're in, what part of India are you from?
I'm from the southern part of India. I live in Chennai, where also Vishy Anand lives right now.
And you're a student there, or do you work there?
I work in an oil company, Indian Oil Corporation, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also I'm doing my correspondence.
Okay, all right. So what are you studying?
I'm studying BA Public Administration. Okay, it's
good.
Just an obligatory degree. I really want to concentrate on chess, so I'm just taking spare time like to just write exams and finish a degree, that's it.
So what are your goals in chess?
Chess, okay, I just won the BL Open, and this is a really good result for our team. So I just want to keep playing good chess and go for a high level, yeah.
So India has been developing over the years, and you have some popularity in chess. Will this bronze medal actually increase the interest even more?
Yeah, exactly, because it's like I could see the officials, they were like almost they were quite emotional, which I've never seen before, because when we come here it's like we play for India, and it's like it's history actually. I mean, we are never won a medal in the World Chess Olympiad, and this break is like a great thing for us, and I think it will definitely boost. Like all of my eyes in Facebook, I could just see my friends, they were just waiting for the result, and once it was like so many messages like India won bronze medal, history created everywhere, India spectacular performance, it was, they were just waiting for the result. I think it's really going to be great that we won this medal.
So one last question. China had the gold medal, India had the bronze. Are we seeing a change in the face of chess in terms of the balance of power? Because Asian nations, not to mention Vietnam, the Philippines, have done well in the past. Are we seeing a shift?
No, I think that's still a bit far-fetched. But the thing is, okay, right now, yeah, it's good to see that a lot of Asian countries are doing well. And okay, like two medals out of three is a really great thing. And China, they really played well. They have a very good system, and they train the players really well. So I think also we have a very good system in India. So I think it's really, I think the effort we are making is paying off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you well in your future endeavors, and look forward to future Olympiad and more success to India.
Yeah, thank you, and great luck for your website. Yeah.
Thank you. This is Daim Shahbaz, and we're signing off. Okay,
yeah.
Safe travels.
Yeah, thanks.
And check the website.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I think I have pictures of the Indian team
as
well.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, see you.
All right, good luck.